You're listening to Moon Monkey with Matt and Andrew. On this episode, we're going to be discussing Sicario 2 Soldado, written by Taylor Sheridan and directed by Stefano Salima.
So, it's set around the issues of the US border fears. It's not so much about drugs. Now, the most dangerous thing being smuggled into America is people. And there's also been an ISIS terrorist attack coming over from the Mexican border to America. And that's how the story kind of kicks off. It does have returning characters like Benicio Del Toro and Josh Brolin. We both really liked the first Sicario, yeah. Which was directed by Denis Villeneuve and had Roger Deakin as a cinematographer. This time the big difference is they're not involved, and there's also not Emily Blunt this time, because it was the trio in the first movie.
Yeah.
But it does have the same writer, as you've said. For me, it's like, it's a totally different vibe of a movie. It looks different. It's not so much about the drama and the interactions between the three characters of Del Toro and Josh Brolin and Emily Blunt. It's more about the action and just the kind of greenness of the characters.
Different genre? Because the first was like more of a political thriller. Almost. The first one only veered into action a couple of points, and then at the very end of the first one, I would say it went very to Hollywood action. But this one is like, from the off, you can tell it's going to be a very different type of movie. So it's all about the action.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good solid movie, but very different from the original Sicario. Yeah. So if you're going into it thinking like, oh, I really want some more of the original Sicario, you're not really going to get it, because it doesn't have the same direction and the same kind of theme and just look. I think the first one looked really good. And although the first one, it wasn't so much about what the story was, it was just a really good looking movie, and you had like the drama between those three characters, and they all had their kind of mysteries and how far they were willing to go for the things they cared about. But with this one, it's just a very, like, Benicio Del Toro and Josh Brolin. Like, Josh Brolin's playing Matt Graver, the CIA agent who's brought in to take out the threat of the Mexican border, because of like an alleged ISIS are coming over the border, which was a news story in America a few years ago, and it's still like the theme of like the American the border. But
as with the first one, it does hit like political issues of the day.
Yeah,
like it's very relevant to current events.
But there was always like the tension between the three characters in the first one. But with this one, like Alejandro and Matt Graver are pretty much on the same page, and there isn't that real tension.
Like, personally, I still feel that the film's being critical of them. It isn't. Some people have accused it of being sort of gung-ho, like suggesting they're on the right side and the cartels are on the wrong side. But I still think it's not necessarily showing them in a completely positive light. And obviously with this film, the story, they have two kids involved in the story, and part of it is Alejandro. They end up kidnapping a young girl who's a daughter of one of the cartel bosses, played by Elizabeth Moner. Their story I felt was really good. Like, maybe it's not as good as Emily Blunt's character and her development through it, but I felt that what they did with this film, with like the two kids and their journey, because the thing is, you can't just do Sicario again. Like, they had to
But you can't do Sicario again.
Like,
but
they can't just bring in another character and be like, oh, here's another naive character, let's have them go through the same sort of coming to awakening as she went through.
No, but there was just no tension in the story. It wasn't like, do Sicario again, but don't like totally shift the, don't just do a different movie. Just get Josh Brolin and Benicio Del Toro and do a different movie that doesn't involve the title Sicario then.
Well, that's it was kind of an unnecessary sequel in a way, because the first one wrapped up her, the first one was really Emily Blunt's story, but I feel like people liked Benicio Del Toro's character of Alejandro and basically just wanted to see more of him being a hitman and going and taking people out. Like, I felt this film could have gone further, like, if in terms of like, oh, just give people like a brainless action, a mindless action film. I felt like it still did have the ideas there, because obviously it's the same writer, so it's not like completely different. But yeah, mostly what I'm hearing people criticizing is sort of the plot, maybe, or the not having the character depth.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that, the only criticism I would maybe have of the film is that it doesn't take its issues seriously enough. Like, at points it does just become a, like, an action film, and it's not really dealing with the issues it raises with the sort of weight that they deserve, or respect that they deserve. Because obviously, like, it's touching on terrorism, it's touching on people smuggling, taking kids hostage, separating kids from their parents, which is obviously big at the moment. And then it just sort of flips into, let's just have a good, like, good old action, shoot them up.
There are some good parts, though. There are some good scenes. The first one was kind of really famous for the tension building at the border, crossing, the cars are just static, and you know they're going to be attacked. And they do have something similar with this one, where they're going through the Mexican desert, and this kind of police convoy, and they know they're going to be attacked. There is, like, good moments like that, and you do get a bit more mystery solved with the Alejandro's character, but I just feel like, yeah, it just lacked a bit of the depth and the look and the kind of feel of the first one, and it just didn't have that same tension. Be it with or without Emily Blunt, it just didn't have that same. There was no real tension between the main characters, really, and the kids are there, but I just feel like there isn't much of an arc with what they go through. Or it isn't hammered home enough about what they go through.
Yeah.
And some of the dialogue's a bit more clunkier. But I really like the first one, and I just feel like it's a wee bit different, and they've kind of veered off. It just feels so different. It feels like a different kind of different thing altogether. Even Josh Brolin's character kind of had that kind of cheeky, kind of cockiness, swagger to him, but this one he's just so cold and brutal. Like, he really never breaks into, like, the kind of Matt Graver that they had in the first one.
Yeah.
But you do get a bit more mystery with Alejandro. He has a really good character in the two movies. You do get a bit more about his past.
Do you think it's maybe that you, like, see too much of those two characters in this film, whereas in the first they were kept, like, the focus on Emily Blunt, and they were sort of in her world, but this is, like, the focus is on them so much that you sort of, like,
I just feel like there's just not much tension, and I just feel like it's a bit of a weak way to bring in the storyline that they did.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, saying, like, who's, I'm not going at it from a point of view of, like, it's more about the substance of the story. Like, and I just feel like it doesn't really work. It doesn't really drive it along like it should. And it was impressive to watch in parts, but it just felt a bit flat, so it's just a bit average for me.
Yeah, they could have made more of a statement on the topics they raised, as I say, like, big issues politically, but just sort of make more of it and show, like, why this is such a huge issue, rather than just use it as set dressing for sort of action scenes. But yeah, overall, like, I think if you go in just expecting, like, a solid, like, drug crime action thriller, you'll probably enjoy it. If you go in for, like, that extra depth that the first one have, it maybe isn't there. But I felt like this is sort of a step above sort of your generic action films, because it did at least try and raise some political issues. But yeah, like you say, a very different film from the first one. But my sort of takeaway thoughts would be, like, good action sequences, and I wasn't really bored through it. Like, it kept me engaged all the way through. So yeah, that's our review of Sicario 2. We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll be back again soon with more reviews.